Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A warm evening across Israel with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Temperatures are comfortable for a night out, while Haifa enjoys a light breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, Donald Trump stated earlier today that Iran will face major military punishment for Houthi attacks on Saudi ships. Several Israeli mayors have reopened public bomb shelters due to growing fears of an Iranian attack. Also, Walla reports an explosion occurred on Kish Island in Iran earlier this hour. This follows Trump's threats of a significant attack on the Iranian regime. Also, this hour, from the foreword, prize-winning journalist Amir Tibon is returning to the kibbutz where he and his family survived the events of October 7th. Separately, Israel Hayom reports that Japanese terrorist Kozo Okamoto, responsible for the 1972 massacre at Ben Gurion Airport, has died in Lebanon at 78 years old. And finally, I-24 News reports the U.S. House of Representatives has voted again to compel Donald Trump to halt actions towards war with Iran amid Republican defections. From X, the latest, Visegrad 24 posted just minutes ago about over 16,300 undocumented arrivals at Dublin Airport between 2020 and 2025, with Ireland's Department of Justice revealing these figures. I24 NEWS English shared 22 minutes ago that Israel is prepared to join strikes against Iran if Trump's campaign targets the Iranian regime and nuclear program. Ilan Levy tweeted 28 minutes ago that Israel has warned Iran of a potential crushing response to any attack. Now for more on those stories, starting with tensions between the U.S. and Iran. The Times of Israel reports that Donald Trump has issued a stern warning to Iran regarding Houthi attacks on Saudi ships. Israeli mayors are taking precautions by reopening public bomb shelters amid fears of an Iranian retaliation. This situation could further strain regional stability and impact diplomatic relations. Turning to the incident in Iran, Walla details an explosion on Kish Island, which comes on the heels of Trump's threats against Iran. This event may heighten tensions in the region, potentially affecting international negotiations with Iran. Meanwhile, prize-winning journalist Amir Tibon is making headlines. As reported by The Forward, Tibon, who survived the October 7th events, is moving back to his kibbutz. His return highlights the personal impact of regional conflicts on individuals and communities. In earlier reporting from Israel Hayom, the death of Kozo Okamoto marks the end of a chapter in the history of terrorism. Okamoto's actions in 1972 left a dark legacy, and his death in Lebanon may stir memories and reflections on past conflicts. Finally, on the diplomatic front, I-24 News covers the U.S. House of Representatives' persistent efforts to limit Trump's actions on Iran. This vote indicates a significant division within U.S. politics and could influence future American foreign policy. The Middle East. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Greece has approved the largest arms deal in Israel's history, valued at $4 billion. Rafael and the Israel Aerospace Industries will supply Greece with advanced air defense systems within 3 years. Separately, from CTEC, investors have poured $340 million into three Israeli cyber startups. Oak, Neo, and Glow recently emerged from stealth mode, signaling a shift toward AI-native enterprise security solutions. And finally, Globes highlights Novocure's surge following impressive Q2 results. The cancer treatment developer using electric fields exceeded analyst expectations, boosting confidence in its innovative approach. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 10:00 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.